B-Pod Studios.
The Fanatic.
You got to feel good because now he's in the middle of the Giant country.
Yeah, he's probably been hearing it all season long.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they stink.
Yeah, but they're. I mean, they knew going in they were going to stink. It's worse when you're to be good.
How bad is Pat Shermer?
He's terrible. He's coaching like he's trying to win a division still.
Yeah. He takes no chances whatsoever. That offense is wretched.
The stare down between him and Peterson to take a timeout at the end of the game.
Oh, my God, how about it?
Dude, what are you doing?
You got to call timeout way earlier than that. What are you doing? It's right.
You have two wins. Take some chances.
Exactly. Are you kidding me?
Playing for overtime on the road?
Oh, my God. It's so stupid. He's horrible.
I hope he didn't buy a house.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. It's 11 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're Beasley Media Group Station. Let's continue on the phone lines as we discuss last night's victory. That felt a little hollow, but it was a victory, and it keeps the season alive. So my cousin was like, dude, the season's alive. And he's right. Yeah,
don't forget about the message of yesterday's show, ain't?
That's true.
You can't forget about that.
That's true. That's right.
Wasn't pretty, but they got the W. They're still alive.
They're still alive. We still got December 22nd. It'll still matter. Maurice in Newark, Delaware. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Maurice.
Uncle Ant, good morning. Good morning.
What do you say, my friend?
Hey, continue to say what you need to say today. Don't let anyone take you away from what you need to say. I'm loving it. A couple of things I want to say this morning is great win. I saw old Carson come back, 2017 Carson with the up-tempo. The thing that kind of just pissed me off yesterday was the press conference with Doug Peterson. And he makes this comment. He says, but the coaches coach these guys up. And in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, your coaches did not coach anyone up. You didn't coach anyone up. Ward and Scott took advantage of the opportunity last night. And so what you need to do is you need to pull these guys in your office. You need to apologize. You and Howie need to apologize to them. Because you didn't properly evaluate their talent. And I'm not saying that they're superstars, but they're contributors.
Yeah.
And my thing is that you did not utilize them. I agree. I mean, for the whole season, you didn't know that this kid, Scott.
I mean, is that incredible? How do you not know that you got a kid who could play? I mean, really? What are you looking at in practice? What are you judging at as far as talent's concerned?
You know why? Because Doug wants to do what Doug wants to do, period. He wants to run his own plays. He wants to do what he wants to do. And I understand that he's a Super Bowl winning head coach, but here's the thing, and I wanted to say this thing real quick before I forgot.
Yeah.
Did you see Mike Crouch, our offensive coordinator, the ESPN, showed him a picture or a shot, gave him a shot on the sideline? This guy was absolutely doing nothing on the sideline as an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I did see one grow. They show grow in the I saw it.
You see, he was doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? I was talking to, I forget, maybe it was Sal. I was talking to somebody, and we were talking about, because I had brought it up, how come when Carson goes off the field, there's not a coach with him?
Correct.
Right? Like, well, how come? Now, I watch Andy Reid, and he nurtures Patrick Mahomes. And he's the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't understand what it is with Peterson and Wentz. I don't understand it. There's something there. I don't know why Peterson doesn't take more of a direct interest in Wentz when we see him. Like, I want Peterson to be with Wentz all the time. Like, Schwartz controls your defense. Worry about Wentz. Bringing Wentz along. You were a quarterback's coach. You were an offensive coordinator. You used to hold, you held the Brett Favre's jock and Dan Marino's jock. Do the same for Wentz.
Correct. 2017, Carson was getting coached up. He was getting coached up.
Yeah.
Assistant coaches.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not. It seems like the backup quarterback is coaching him up more than the coaches.
Yeah.
And the last thing I want to say in closing is this. We know that this team stinks and it's a bad team. But I think last night, what the fans appreciated is that they fought.
Yes.
And that was important.
Yes.
They fought last night.
And you know what? Maybe it's better. Great stuff, Maurice. Maybe it's better that Alshon is not available and Aguilar is not available and these kids that want to play like Boston Scott and Greg Ward, maybe it's better that they play. Go for it. That's where you said go for it, Rock. Maybe it's better. Maybe the offense, who knows? Nick in Collegeville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nicky!
Antonio!
What's up, brother?
Listen, man. Pat and Ty crushed it yesterday. It is the most underrated thing happening during an Eagles game is 97.5 on the radio. I mean, they really crushed it.
It's awesome.
You know why? Because I was sitting at home. My fiance was out. And I'm sitting at home, and I'm just fuming. The first half, I'm just fuming. And they're vocalized. Like, they're vocalizing what I want to say, but I can't talk to the cats.
Right.
Like, cats, they're looking at me like, this dude's crazy. What's he going to do? Is he taking my water bowl?
Right.
So it's the best thing on the radio. Now, and second thing, the first thing I said yesterday to you was, and P. Will called shortly afterward, was the best thing that happened to me this weekend was Ben Simmons, period, end of story. And then I get crushed about hating Ben Simmons. I came out 2 days back-to-back and praised and lauded Ben Simmons. Okay? So, just saying that to you and see.
You think I wasn't going to bring it up, though? I mean...
I know you were like, I'm going to just take this dig at him just because I can.
Right.
Do we want to dissect the win or yesterday's... let me say this. Do we want to dissect the game yesterday or the season? I believe there's plenty of time to dissect the season, which means general manager, coach, players, etc. At the end of the day, I want to dissect the game, like Pat said, like you said yesterday. It's all about where we are now. And we played a bad six quarters, maybe six and a half quarters, correct? But I know a team that played eight bad quarters, okay? And we could have dittoed that team, but we decided not to. Half through the third and all the fourth quarter, all we did was come out and do what we had to do.
The quarterback balled out.
Yeah, the quarterback and the fourth preseason game players balled out.
Yeah.
I mean, they literally...
Yeah, I mean, Boston Scott was ridiculous. Yep.
We're going to make plays. Now, it's sort of like every play we're going to try and get some...
All right, so let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because this is my struggle today. Because it is the good and it's a bit like it's... It's great. Like, that second half in the three or two, quarter and a half was tremendous. I feel great for Carson. I really do. But I still can't forget and excuse they go in there with three healthy receivers. Like, what I mean, that's malpractice.
That's malpractice.
Right? I mean, they go into it. Where's, like, you watch Eli Manning. I mean, my man was taking dives. How come you weren't pressuring him all game long?
And when I heard the injury report of half hour, 45 minutes before the game, I went, what? I'm in the kitchen cooking, go, what? Are you insane? I couldn't believe what I heard. First of all, the players played last week, and I'm sure they didn't put pads on because they were semi-hurt, and then they're not showing up this game. I don't understand what's going on. Again, I don't want to dissect the season. There's definitely something going on in NovaCare Center and the cliques and the groups and why there's, you know, somebody droops his shoulders all the time when he's in his wide receiver slot. I don't understand. But at the end of the day, all we have to do now is where we have to be right now. And we showed that there is some talent and there's some play calling that helped a little bit in the second half. So I know I don't want to focus on that because I'll just get upset. I'll just forget about the win last night and go, what the hell happened?
Yeah. I hear you.
You know?
So, yeah, I'm half happy.
Look, everybody looked bad the first half, but starting with Carson in the second half, it was a whole, even the defense. The defense gave up, what, 23 yards, 25 yards in the second half?
Nick.
I understand we're playing,
Nick.
We played nobody.
Nick.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did he not know that Boston Scott can contribute?
It's a fireball fence. Somebody called us a few days ago and said he did some of the fireball fence. Oh, losing to Miami. Look, losing a game in the NFL is not a fireball fence because it happens. We see every good team do it. But the more things are adding up, I mean, there's too many things adding up. Like I said, I'm going to give him the rest of the season, and if he cleans house and brings in all new coordinators, then he gets 12 more months. If not, then they get all leave, in my opinion. Because you're right. You have players on the sideline sitting there holding their helmets and handing out water bottles to starting players who should be starting before that.
Yeah, and to Howie's point, how do you not know? How do you bank on Nelson Aguilar? Did you just wake up and realize that Nelson, that you can't count on him?
I know. Look, you know what? And speaking of that, of Mr. Wildcat, I agree with you 100%. The guy called previously, the cop from Brooklyn, and I'm heading in that direction, unfortunately. You see the Wildcat, and there's so many different variations of it. But if you put your two starting healthy running backs in the backfield with a wishbone and double tight end, you still have, like last night, you still have four options to pass the ball to those players because they were out there all four catching passes. And you can still run the ball from that with misdirection because linebackers can't key left or right because you have two players. So for geniuses who know how to draw up X's and O's, you can have two tight ends and a wishbone offense behind the quarterback or formation behind the quarterback and draw up 19 amazing plays that go down the field, not just hand off left tackle or right tackle.
I listen, it's mystifying. Nikki, great stuff as always, brother. But you're right, they won. And that's a great thing. They won. I keep telling myself, I mean, like every time I find myself straying too far across the line, I got to bring myself back because of the angel and the devil and say they won. And all I really wanted was what I said, right? Extend the season. Beat Washington. And I'm pretty sure they can beat Washington. Right?
God, I hope so.
Lane Johnson scares me.
That the whole left side of the offensive line terrified.
Did you see the way he? Well, no, the injury scares. Did you see the way he was flopping around?
Yeah, well, and then that's what I mean. Like the left side, you know, Jason Peters and Isaiah Malu get obliterated, which gets your quarterback hit, which ends up getting him falling to Lane Johnson, which ends up getting a high ankle sprain. It's slippery slope.
Well, you also have to worry about not just so Lane. So what's Brandon Brooks like without Lane? Right, so you have to worry because he played well last night. All right, 610-632-0975. I believe two open lines. 610-632-0975. Everybody sit tight. This is where we discuss and we make each other feel good and feel better and look ahead. All right, let's talk about the Bagster. I can't put Doug in again. I can't put Dowie in again. No. You know who needs to be in a Bagster? Eli. For good. I'm
a fan of that.
I don't want to see you anymore. I really don't. How many times did Tessitore, actually, you know who should really be in there? Tessitore and Booger.
Oh, my God.
Are they just horrid?
They made it out to be like it was Bernie Kosar going to Dallas.
Oh, my God. Willis Reed. And
Randall Cunningham going to Minnesota.
Oh, Randall was there last night.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, I love Randall. Randall's on the sidelines.
They needed him at wide receiver last night.
I love Randall. No, but they're horrible. Are they not terrible, those announcers? Oh, my God. And the Bagster. Look, the Bagster back can handle any job. 3,300 pounds, and it's a bag. That's right, dumpster in a bag. 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot and Lowe's. Local home improvement stores everywhere for $29.99. That's right. Whatever your cleanup plans are for the holidays, the garage, the attic, maybe you're remodeling, whatever it is that you're going to do, you go do it with the Bagster. Buy it, fill it, schedule your collection, poof, it's gone. There's no time limits. It's completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find the store nearest you. For more details, Anthony Gargano tells you to clean up the Bagster. Dumpster. In the back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
11:22, day after Dougie P. News conference coming up at noon. So we'll hear what Doug has to say. The good thing, let's keep going with the good thing. The good thing, and if I sound a little manic, it's because I am a little manic. But to go forward with the good thing, it keeps going back to Carson. I don't think you can understate how important that was for Carson Wentz.
Well, it's huge.
Right? Like, I don't think you can understate it.
He had never won an overtime game. He'd only gotten the ball in one of those. I think he was 0-3 coming into this game. And he only had a chance to win one in one of them. So the fact that he was able to kind of get that monkey off his back, and it goes back to what we were saying yesterday, getting him playoff experience is also huge, which is why you got to keep the faith.
Yeah, keep the faith.
You can't be negative today, ain't? Can't come in here with your facts and your well thought point. Can't do that.
Well, again, you know.
We'll come in here with those facts. We don't want to hear that.
No.
We're in the Super Bowl.
No, the fact that Carson was so good, he was confident.
That throw to Greg Ward in the end zone that Greg Ward ended up dropping.
Yeah, it was dime, man.
Straight up dime.
Dime.
Dropped it in there.
Uh-huh. That was beautiful. June, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What do you say, June?
Hey, I'm riding through Kentucky now. In this, in Mayfield, Kentucky, in the high school, is the Eagles' nest. They are Eagles.
Oh yeah,
I looked at their stadium. Yeah, great win last night because it's a divisional foe. It's basically bragging rights. I'm not at all impressed because I'm not. Doug done pissed me off this year. I'm like, you got talent on the bench, and you're not utilizing them. I'm kind of glad that he didn't go past happy last night, due to the fact we were down. And I'm kind of glad they did make them plays, because had they been getting stopped minus, then it would have went past happy. Then I think we definitely would have lost the game last night. So, moving forward, I don't know. The relationship with Carson and Doug, you know, Doug to me is a Foles guy, and I'm not a Foles guy.
Right.
He went out and, you know, scouted them and brought them in here, then brought them back in here, and so that's probably what it is. You know, backups relate to each other.
I mean, I can't believe that's... I mean, he's a head coach, right? Like, he's not looking at Foles as anything. I'm sure he liked Foles, but I can't believe that, you know, this is a Foles-Wentz thing for Peterson.
I think it is. Just look at it. Man, I think it is. He don't get over it. Like, you see how mean you are with our quarterback? If we was his coach, how we be coaching him up. He did that with Nick. He don't do that with Carson.
I don't think, you know, I don't know, brother. Honestly, I don't know, man. I don't really believe that. I mean, listen, I want to be real with you. You know what I mean? Like, I can't believe, I don't believe that.
Well, you know, like I say, I believe backups relate more to each other than starters do. It's the reason why he was a backup.
Right.
He wasn't that good. So, you know, moving forward, I just hope they can keep this up and the defense can't let bum teams open down the field on them. Like, I mean, y'all did shut that guy down at the second half. He didn't catch no more balls or anything.
Right. Darius Slayton.
Quarters.
Yeah. Well, it really, I mean, think about it. It was two plays, right? Darby messed up two plays.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's what it was. But, I mean, you saw it. Did Eli Manning look like he wanted to play last night?
No, he never does. He never. We own him. I mean, I think we done beat them the last 12 times.
Yeah. Own him. Yep. Yeah,
so
own them, baby.
It is what it is, man. And I'm hoping, you know, we go down here. We cannot let D.C. spot D.C. them points like we did in that first game in the link, because we won't be in the link this time. You know what I mean? Totally different team. We don't have D-Jack to bust the game back open for us. So they better go down there.
Well, they got the kids starting. So, I mean, there's the I'm not going to go down this road again and say they can't lose to a very green, inexperienced quarterback because, you know, we watched the last two games. But, you know, I mean, you can't lose that game. You know what I'm saying? Can't lose that game.
Oh, Birds.
Go Birds. You got it, June. You got it, June. JT, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. JT.
Hey, to help you out with your quote, that was Mike Schmidt, and it was said during the heyday of Wide World of Sports. And the quote was, playing in Philadelphia was the thrill of victory and the agony of reading about it the next day.
Yes, JT, thank you. You nailed it.
Yeah, hey, real quick, there is one way and one way only that Howie Roseman can redeem himself from the abomination of having three wide receivers, two of whom with no experience suit up last night. There's only one way. He's got to do the deal with not one, but two devils if this team's going to go anywhere going forward. First thing you got to do is you got to get on the phone, suck in your pride, deal with whatever fallout. You got to sign Antonio Brown. He'd be a deep threat because Jackson's not coming back. And even if he comes back, he's not going to be productive.
Right.
He'd be a deep threat, motivated. And if you follow his Twitter at all, you'll know it looks like he might even keep his mouth shut based upon what his age is telling him right now.
Right, right.
And number two is, and you saw Ortega Whiteside kind of hobble off with like a hammy last night.
Yeah,
And assuming Jeffrey's hurt, you have nobody else to go up for a 50-50 ball. And this is the big one that Philadelphia fans are going to hate. Go out and sign Dez Bryant. He can at least give you a 50-50 ball. And those are the only two options. The only two options that are out.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, again, I don't know about Dez Bryant if he could play or not. I mean, it's been a while now.
He can get you a 50-50 ball.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of shape he's in. You know what kind of shape he is? Have you seen him lately? He hasn't played 2 years.
Well, he got hurt in training camp last year, according to his agent. He's in shape.
Yeah, well.
He's just not out there crying. But, hey, well, there's no one else. So we can get Harold Carmichael.
Dude, whatever. Dude, you're not going to win. You're not winning. You're not going to win. I mean, I hear you. They're not going to go get Antonio Brown. You know it, and I know it.
Well, they have to do the deal with the devil.
Yeah, but they're not going to do it. You know that, JT.
And then what else are they going to do? I mean, no, seriously, honestly, if Ortega Whiteside's hurt, let's just say, and Jeffrey's gone,
you know how they do. They're going to go on the street and grab a couple street guys. They got a guy on their practice squad. They'll promote.
You got nobody.
Right. Well, they're not. But they're not going to get Antonio Brown. Like JT, would I do it? Yeah, probably. But they're not going to do it. So it's a moot point. You know that. You know they're not doing that. Come on. They're going to go get Antonio Brown. Now. Like, if you were going to get Antonio Brown, you would have done it weeks ago. Andrew in Georgia. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew.
Anthony.
What's up, Andrew?
I need your help. I need your help. I feel empty. I feel hollow. Yesterday... when you let that New York fan go for a little bit, that was brilliant because it pissed me off and it got me juiced up and it got my juices flowing. And Anthony, and that win last night, it didn't feel like a win. First of all, I'm incredibly hungover right now because after Eli threw that second touchdown, I left the Bud Lights in the fridge and I just bathed myself in Jameson and anger. For the rest of the game, okay. I had a flashback to when the another time I felt like this in my life. It was the spring of 1995. Okay, I was never that good with the mathematics, right? More of an English history fella.
Sure.
So I'm sitting there, and my teacher says to me, she says, "Andrew, this is Algebra 2." She goes, "Andrew, I need you to understand this. You got to get a C on the final in order to pass this class for the year." right? So I said, all right, I buckled down. I studied like crazy, right? Ended up getting a B+.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. I had this thrill of, hey, I got a B+. And I said, what did that give me for the year? And she said, you got a D+. And all that elation just completely melted away. And that's the way I felt last night. Like, I was happy for Carson.
By the way, you got a B+ on the final. She's got to bump you up to a C-.
That's what I told her. But she's got that mathematical brain. It's all numbers to a gal like that.
Yeah, like, you got to go, my man, buckle down, mattered most. You deserve a C-.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I said a C. I said, Christ almighty, give me a C.
No, I mean, C-, you, okay, you live with a C-. Well, like, by the way, what's a D+? A D is a D. D's no good.
No, right? It's terrible.
And that's why the plus.
Like right now?
Right.
Isn't that what you feel like, though, Anthony?
Yes, it is.
Like, how can I sit here and look at this team and like, even if they win?
Yeah.
Right? And I know I'm going to watch, but I need your help. You got to bring some life back into me here. I'm just angry and upset.
I mean, here's the deal. I mean, and I'm fighting the good fight as well. I have the devil and the angel on my shoulders.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, Andrew. The season's alive. December the 22nd. It's all about December 22nd. Don't you want Eagles Cowboys?
Of course I do, Anthony. Of course I do.
Well, it matters.
I want to destroy them. But I got no faith in it. All right, listen.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, last night, I don't know how to feel about this, all right? When Alshon, when I saw him sitting on the cart, right? Going off.
I know.
I wasn't happy, Anthony. Like
I know, but you weren't upset.
No, it's like I pictured him holding a big block of cheese, gnawing on it, because I said, "There's the rat."
Yeah,
right. And
yeah,
that's what happens to rats.
Karma.
Yeah.
Karma. That's true. Yeah. Karma happens. No, I believe in it. I believe in it as well.
All right, December 22nd, Anthony, I will be there with you. I'll do everything.
11/22, that's all that matters, my brother.
All right.
12/22, all right, sorry. 12/22. That's all that matters. December the 22nd, 2019, Eagles and Cowboys. This is it. That's the biggest reason why we got to embrace it. We got a real game. For the division, it'll be a playoff game, and it's against the Cowboys. We got to get through next week, and then it's on to Dallas week, bleeding into Christmas. Come on, that's what I'm holding my hat on, Pat.
You have to, right? I mean, I love the fact that we're in the middle of Eagles, Sixers, and Flyers, but I'm not ready for the Eagles to be over.
No. No, listen. We love them. The part of it, this is what, and I think Brandon Graham understands this, but he's still got a tweak. He's got a tweak. We love them more than anything. It's why we react sometimes. Like, they were upset they got booed off the field at halftime. Well,
what'd you expect?
What'd you want?
These fans made a lot of money.
People sit out in that rain, and you play like that. What are they supposed to do? If you just lost to the Dolphins, you come in with the urgency of that? Right or wrong?
100% right. I would be booing. We boo because we care.
Right. I mean, listen, let's be real, too. That's some trash football, man.
Oh, it was ugly.
You know, it's the polar opposite of Saints-Niners.
Everything about that game, the two teams, the refereeing crew, the announcing crew, everything was terrible.
Yeah. It was all bags to worthy. Anthony, South Carolina, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey there. Thank you for having me on. I live in South Carolina. I just want to say something.
Well, welcome, Anthony. How are you?
I'm great, sir. Thank you. I just want to say something, if you don't mind, because I'm disabled, so sometimes I forget my thoughts a little bit. But,
that's okay. And call me Aunt. We share the same name.
All right, Ed. Yeah, I'm from West Philly.
Nice.
I was raised there. I wasn't born in Philly, but I went to elementary school, middle school, high school.
So awesome.
Myself from Philly.
Damn right.
Yeah, so anyway, we have tickets to go see the Redskins this coming weekend. So last night, I was kind of like that caller who you just talked to, who was like, I watched the game and I seen people get hurt and I'm watching, I'm thinking, I'm usually like really animated and I go crazy loud and yelling and screaming and stuff, but I couldn't, no matter what was happening, even when we had a chance to win, I really wasn't super excited until we won. And then I was able to kind of like exhale and like say, okay, we got another week. Because part of it was, I know I have tickets. My daughter lives in D.C. right now. She goes to Howard. So I'm taking my son. We live, you know, South Carolina, driving our way down to D.C. or Virginia area for the game. And then I'm having my daughter come up so we can all see the game together. So she's never been to an Eagles game or never been to an NFL game. This is me and my son's third game. The last time we did it was we went to Charlotte the year we won the Super Bowl, and we beat them in Charlotte. And we was it was so hyped up, the crowd, the Eagles.
That's beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, right after that, on Super Bowl Sunday, that was my birthday too, so we had a Super Bowl party at my house. It was awesome. So anyway, long
story. That's beautiful. Short,
I love the Eagles. I hope that we do some, you know, we do better than what we expect. But it's really a disappointing year, and I agree with you guys. The management, the coaching, to me, they're horrible. I think they really put Carson in a bad situation, and I'm hoping for the best. And we definitely got to beat these next three games to get to the playoffs. Thanks.
You got it, Ann. Good call, man. And you enjoy next week. That'll be fun. That's a good call by you.
That was a great game he went to, by the way, in Carolina.
Yeah, that was a great game.
Thursday night?
That was the, wow, they're for real.
Yeah, that, exactly.
Short week. And they were playing well back then. Keekly and Cam. And remember, they took the lead that game.
That was like really the first real team they played.
Yes. And remember, they took the lead. Carolina did. So that was a comeback.
I thought Carson doesn't come back.
You could see he wanted it so bad last night. Oh,
in a form, man.
I
took one more call in the green zone saying play Josh McCown.
Why they were saying that?
Everyone, like, we'll
they weren't really saying that, were they?
First of all, like, one call is too many for that. But yes, we had a couple calls that were like, maybe you go to Josh McCown.
Oh, my God.
As if he was going to do any better.
Really?
Like, he's not Ann Sullivan. He's not a miracle worker.
You know, listen, he had a couple errant throws in the first half. Without a doubt. But, you know, like, for instance, my father. Let me out him. I got a couple things out my father on.
Papa Gargano?
Yeah. So, including, I got to get to the airport gate with him if he's listening. So I say, I go, here we go. My father goes, I don't know, Dad. They lose to a 2-9 team and struggle for a win against a 2-10 team. Fair's fair. That's right.
That is correct.
And then I say, Carson played his ass off.
Correct.
And then he says, second half, not first half. He was inaccurate, missed too many open receivers.
I didn't see him missing that many open receivers.
No. And by the way, you totally discount the second half. The whole thing is about the second half. The whole thing is he's throwing to Manny Moe and Scott, and this is what you got.
Well, and you know, it never should have gotten overtime because he threw a touchdown pass to Greg Ward, which he caught, but it was called back for a ticky-tack holding call that never should have been called because it wasn't holding, and then Jake Elliott missed a field goal. It never should have gotten overtime.
Exactly. So I gave him the thumbs down response.
It's a power move.
Right? And he goes, before your dislike, I told Alice, that's his girlfriend, that Anthony's probably saying, what the hell is Pop though? Correct.
See, me and my dad just getting a cursing match with each other.
All right.
Love dads.
Coming up, oh, we got George on the line. I got to get to Georgie. Coming up, George, I love this guy. So George is a great Eagles fan. And he's a positive man. He's a light.
We need that right now.
But he's positive without being Pollyanna. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so he's for real positive, but he's not like placating you in fake positivity. 610-632-0975. I believe there's one open line if you want to try to grab it. 610-632-0975. Doug coming up somewhere around the top of the hour. Why is he on my nerves?
He's on my nerves too. And people have asked me, what did Doug do? And I said, he woke up and breathed.
Well, you know what it was?
He's like, arrogant, man.
He is kind of cocky.
And then
he celebrated like, dude, if you want to talk about acting like you've been there before, you won the Super Bowl. You just played this raggy-ass team. Come on,
like
man.
I want business.
I want, yo, it's not for me. See, you think Belichick's reacting like that?
No. Well, no, he's busy sending camera crews to post games.
That is unbelievable. He's got every stadium bugged.
And then he says, he had no idea.
They are camera crew. Yeah, they are.
I have no idea what they're doing.
They are some cheating, diabolical. They're the Russians, man.
No, we're just on to Cincinnati.
Do you see Russia was banned from
the Olympics?
Yes.
Yeah, because they were cheating. They were doping.
Right. You know, that's the Patriots.
Well, if you're the Patriots, you're like, they're fine.
You want Moscow roots? Forget Trump. Go to Belichick. He's out of Moscow. I wouldn't be surprised. You ever see the Americans?
I watched like a couple episodes.
Great episodes. Right? That'd be a great show. I wouldn't be surprised if Belichick has been a Russian spy all along.
My actual name's Boris.
He looked. Does he not remind you of a brilliant Russian diabolical spy?
I did see him one time wearing a Tretiak jersey. Coincidence?
Tretiak.
I don't think so.
Tretiak. He was the Russian wall. Tretiak.
Until Mike Rizzioni came around. Actually, Mike Rizzioni scored in the backup. Anyway, moving on.
That's great. All right, listen, don't you just cringe when you hear somebody talk about, and you're like family, your friend, talk about a botched home improvement job. You go, oh, God forbid. Look, when it comes to a new roof, you know, a botched job could cost you a serious mold issue down the road. Don't let this happen to you. If you live in Pennsylvania, you go with one man, the master, Anthony Labruciano Roofing. Now, Ant is a CertainT five-star select shingle master. Why is this important? Because CertainT makes the best shingles, the best roofing products on the market. Only the top contractors are awarded CertainT's five-star select master certification. From the very start, you're going to be dealing directly with the owner, and that's Anthony. And he wants to talk to you. He'll respond quickly to your phone calls. He handles everything personally. It's why the company gets five-star Google reviews all the time. He's the best. And he is he's an artist when it comes to the roof. Just an artist. So if you need a new roof, you got one place to call. And I'm telling you, Labruciano Roofing. Here's the phone number. 610-265-ROOF. Or call paroofpros.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right, it's 11:54. We're waiting for Doug to give us the day after. I gotta talk. I can't do these mellow grooves out of. I can't do it, man. I can't have. Coachy, do whatever you gotta do. Get rid of these mellow grooves, man. Freaks me down, especially like I'm on edge. It's not matching my feeling right now. Like, I feel good, and I feel like, like aggravated. That's why I need a dose of George from Newtown. Georgie, boy!
Yo, cuz, what's going on, buddy?
What's happening, Georgie?
Listen, cuz, the theme of your show on Friday was win or be destroyed, right?
Yes.
They won the game.
They were on the brink of being annihilated.
No. I don't want to hear that. We experienced rock bottom on that first half. We thought the Dolphins game was rock bottom, but being home against the Giants on Monday Night Football, that was rock bottom.
Watching Eli sling. Slayton.
Well, then you think of this, that I looked at my phone and I said, you question everything if this team goes to 5-8. But then this is where you cue Revenant music. Cue the Revenant.
I want the Revenant, Pat Egan.
Cue the music.
Give me the Revenant.
You have the quarterback throwing darts down the field.
He was throwing darts. Can you get me the Revenant, Pat? I mean, he's looking for it. He gave me that little, right. I'm looking for it. So, nah, I don't know. He may, you know, let's, never mind.
You have a quarterback that's been under scrutiny all year long.
Yes.
Does he have the guts? Does he have it within him? Can the coach put him in the position? The second half, there was rhythm. He was throwing the ball to receivers, Manny Moe and Jack. We don't know who he was throwing to.
Manny Moe and Scott.
There was the top two running backs, the top three wide receivers, all gone. They were going to have a 40-year-old backup quarterback paying receiver, and Carson still would have hit him. I take you back to 2 years ago when we beat a crap Giants team on a 61-yard field goal that propelled that team to a monumental run. We're going to do the same thing here. We're going to beat Dallas.
Tell me. Speak.
Home playoff game.
So they're going to beat Dallas. And with Boston Scott as a weapon and Miles and Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert. So Dallas and Boston will be our salvation.
It's right in front of us. No, they won. Positive. Listen, we talk about the malpractice tomorrow with the receivers.
Yes.
There's a lot to dive into. That first half with the corners was putrid again. Guys getting burned. That's not today.
Can I ask you one question? No, well, hold on, because I got to get over this stuff for me to be able to go December 22nd, 12/22, and be all
excited. Put the devil off the shoulder.
Okay, before I do that, it took him 13 weeks to figure out Boston Scott could contribute a little bit.
Listen, there was a couple fumbles on special teams early in the season. You don't know what goes on behind those. I'm not making excuses for the guy.
Come on, man.
I don't have an excuse for you.
But here's the thing. Real quick, you're right, but I need to get out. Like, is Doug the last guy you would want to be stuck in an escape room with?
Don't do this to me. Come on. This is it was win or be destroyed. They won
all right,
the game.
All right.
We got Washington.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Dallas. Come on. We got meaningful football.
All right. Listen to me. I need you, George, over the next couple weeks before the Dallas game.
I made a promise, and I'm holding to my promise.
All right. I love you. You are a light.
I got one for you. My cousin got engaged over the weekend, right?
Congratulations, the cuz.
So she gets engaged to a Jets and Yankee fan. I say to her, you can't put the Yankee jersey on. I never want to see the Yankee hat. You can't do it.
Right.
She responds back and says, what if I get him to wear an Eagle jersey and become an Eagle fan? I said, I have to talk to the cuz. I gotta get the cuz's opinion. I need your ruling on this. Do you let her be an Eagle Philly fan and let him be Jets Yankees, or do we convert him to Eagles and sacrifice her to the Yankees?
No, I think we keep her.
We keep her
as a 4-for-4.
Yep.
And we spite him.
Spite him. Okay.
Yeah. She stays. She can't go over to the dog. She can't go over to the Yankees. I mean, we can't lose her. So we got to keep her and save her soul. And then every chance we can, What's his name?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.